Yeah.
I had a question. I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about what exactly, from your experience, like directed thought and evaluation are. What is that? Like, I've heard different people say different ways. Like, one is like directed thought is that kind of movement towards the object and mm-hmm. things like that. But I'm still not quite sure what you mean.
Okay. Well, I'll relate how Ajahn Chah said. He said it's like directed thought, vitakka, is like lifting up the object in the mind, and evaluation is then the looking at it from different angles or different perspectives, so that it's seen more clearly, and then inevitably that vichara, that evaluation, sort of wanders off, and you have to use the vitakka to lift the object up in the mind again. So that whether it's the object of the breath as an object of attention, or a particular thought of train of thought of recollection, or then there's that lifting up in the mind, and then sustaining that perspective and looking at it a bit more closely, not just glomming onto it, but taking the time to look at it, view it, see it from a little different angle, get a little bit more nuance to it, and then you're constantly working with that vitakka vichara, and helping to clarify and maintain an interest in the process of either the settling of the mind on the object of, say, of concentration, or of the object of investigation. That makes sense? It's actually quite practical. I've always found that really very helpful in terms of the meditation, so that there's a certain active engagement in the meditative process, and both in terms of, say, your samadhi object as well as your say vipassana object.